I see their heads against the windows, breathing on the glass, dreaming of the day that they can finally relax. If only this normality belonged to more than fantasy, it's too much. Well, they're open and faking a golden disdain. The flowers too tall for the table again, but it's alright. They called it fate.
Welcome back. Oh wait, we're getting some. Try talking on that one.
Hello, hello.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh,
you
perfect. Well, 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 ladies and gents, welcome back to the show, Freaks and Beats. We got a little bad reputation to start us off. The old Joan Jett.
Official intro now.
Official intro of the show. This is episode 3 of Freaks and Beats. Mm-hmm. The first two have been not exactly traditional episodes, but they've been great, huh?
They've been great.
So here we are. It's a bright and sunny day here in Medford, Massachusetts. It's approximately 3:05 p.m. Yes, we're a little late, we know. Life goes on, though.
Currently live, WMFO 91.5.
WMFO.
Medford. Freeform Radio.
Freeform Radio. Bada bing.
Bada boom.
Exactly. Well, I hope everyone's doing well, taking advantage of this nice day. Get up in that car, turn up some tunes, drive around, roll those windows down, feel the breeze.
Enjoy the heat. It won't last for long.
This weekend's
going to be nice, but then it's going to get cold again.
We are known as your fellow weathermen as well, so
yes, yes.
Weekend is looking bright, warm.
How's the traffic around?
The traffic. Well, let me tell you, on the 10, it's not looking good. We got a crash up on the right wing of the back end of the 19. And going into the tunnel, there's a bit of haywire, so...
Haywire.
I don't know. Well.
Anyway. Off we go with the music. Shall we finish Bat Reputation?
Yeah, it's about to finish anyway. Let me cue something up here. Well, we got a nice day outside, so why don't we keep the vibes going? Yeah. You know what? Let's start off with a little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs. Amazing energy. Great any time of the times. This one's called For Once in My Life, Stevie Wonder. Yes, a little bit of guitar under the sea. SpongeBob. Oh, SpongeBob.
Hi, SpongeBob.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the pineapple.
Pineapple?
Yes, Patrick. Pineapple.
Bikini Bottom.
Well, anyway, that was just, you know, when we hear the SpongeBob music come on, we got to do a little SpongeBob. But anyway, that was Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder. I love that song, dude.
Yeah, it really brightens up the day even brighter than it is.
Makes it even brighter, and it's already pretty bright. So again, if you are inside right now,
get outside. Please.
That was in sync. That was really good.
Yeah, that was not planned.
not much is planned over here. Yeah. But look, I've been meaning, I might save this for the next round of songs, but there's an artist I'm going to put you on to, all of you on to. And, you know, if you like me.
Like this.
Which, you know, why not? I'm sure you'll like it.
How could you not?
Yeah, we'll get into that in a bit, though. But, I don't know, what's going on?
Well, the Intramural Soccer Championship, the finals are upcoming next weekend.
Oh, yeah, and are you in it?
No, we lost.
Let me ask you, what Doritos flavor are you choosing?
When?
Now that is a fact. That is a good point.
That is a good point. Because you never know. It's all about the mood. Most of the time, you mean?
Sure.
My go-to?
Yeah.
Ranch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about you?
Because I go for the red.
The red? I mean, that's kind of basic, you know?
Yeah. Sure, but things are basic for a reason.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's that. Like, I don't know. What else is basic? It's like going for blue. No, I don't know.
Blue what?
I don't know. I just usually go for blue.
But the blue one is the ranch one.
Whoa, that's trippy.
Are you kidding me?
Blue is the cool ranch, but with other things, I go for blue. Like with Powerade, Gatorade, any of the AIDS. Whoa, no, no. But with like slushies and like,
as you can
candies.
Tell, we both just woke up.
Yeah, we both just woke up from a long nap and we're pulling a lot out of our rear end. Yeah. But you know, that's kind of how we like to do it around
that's
here.
That's how we go around
kind of how
it.
We
Freaks
like
and
to
beats.
Do it around here. Freaks and beats, you know how it is. Why don't we launch into a song?
Yeah.
What
new
are we
one?
Thinking?
Or new one? Good old classics.
Why don't we get into a little bit of both?
All right.
You familiar with Santana?
Yeah. Who isn't?
Are you guys familiar with Santana?
Call in if you're familiar with Santana.
Please call in. Our phone number is
855-915-9636. That is
855-915-9636.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Call on in. You can speak to two lovely fellas as we embark on quite the journey, an hour-long journey on a Friday afternoon. I will tell you guys, next show will be a lot more planned out.
Yeah.
And it might be...
Hopefully.
The best show you've ever heard. But let's enjoy this one for now. Let's get right into the man Santana. This one is called Maria Maria.
Oh ho.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product Ghetto Blues from the Refugee Camp. Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria. Hey, yo, Maria. She fell in love in East LA to the sounds of the guitar. Yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana. Getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just says, see you later.
East Coast,
Maria, West Coast.
Carlos Santana. I said, a la favela, don't load it. The streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi contar esperanza. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a paradise.
North side.
Maria, Maria.
Oh, Maria, Maria.
Well, that was
Maria.
Dedicated to a birthday person.
Oh, yeah. And who would that be?
Maria Tognini.
Maria
my sister.
Tognini.
Happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yes. We have two birthdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, look at us. All these birthdays here on WMFO.
November 4th.
The other one we have is Maya Dawal.
Maya Dawal. Both Argentines.
Well, anyway, happy birthday, Maria.
Happy birthday. Shall we sing?
No. No, we shan't. No. You know what people should start doing, though? They should start playing the Beatles' birthday song instead of the traditional song. It's actually kind of crazy they wrote that song. It's kind of ridiculous. They're just like,
I think
today is your birthday.
Yeah. I think the Beatles got to a point where they were making so much music in such little time that they would just release bullshit.
I would love to
but
have
it's great bullshit.
Beatles holiday albums.
Yeah.
Like a song for every holiday. Well, there is a couple. I guess John Lennon has some Christmas songs.
They definitely. There's like a gazillion songs.
I did like a Happy Halloween from the Beatles.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. All right, well, let's get into the next song. This is a new artist I'm going to put you guys on. I discovered them when I was a freshman at NYU, New York University. The frontman of the band was maybe a junior or a senior there at the time. I met him and, you know, I heard some of the music and I thought it was fire. I thought it was fire.
I thought it was fire.
So I've been listening. At that time, they had one song or two. I don't know. Well, that was called Annalie, which we can get into later. But this song is from their album. Oh, first of all, they're called Stolen Gin.
Stolen.
Pretty dope
what
name.
What a name.
This song is from their album, Something Sweet. Came out in 2019. I think it's a great album. I'm a particular fan of three songs specifically. I think, which one is it going to start with? I'm just going to go with this one because I've been listening to this one a lot. Really catchy, interesting music style, and some dope dudes in the band. So, let's get this one going. This one is called Second to the Sun by Stolen Gin. Yes, as we arrive back into Bikini Bottom, we reflect on that last song. What have you to say, Patrick Starr?
That was a great song.
Yes, indeed it was. That was Stolen Gin, Second to the Sun off their 2019 album. They did just drop a new album that I highly recommend.
Called?
It's a good question. I personally am a big fan of this 2019 album, Something Sweet. There's a couple of great songs on there. I might even throw one on later as a curveball to mess with you guys, but, you know.
To mess with you.
Really impressive, guys. I mean, this frontman has an incredible voice and just the tunes. I like, why do you guys, these guys play the keys, play the strings. It's just mind-blowing. Speaking of, Juanch and I still have yet to make any music of our own. But it's in the works. I'm down.
Wait, no. I made something. I just haven't told you yet.
Oh, really?
That I need you to record it with me. So stay tuned,
really?
Everyone. Yeah,
really?
No, dead ass. Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you a little bit of context. Not much context. When I was at Dartmouth last weekend.
Yeah.
One of my best friends is in a band, uh-huh. So they performed there at the party on Friday.
Yeah.
And after they performed, there were just a bunch of people in the room. My friend and I got up on the stage and started just like doing stuff with the microphone. It feels so good to be on stage. Like, I got up there to the piano, I started hitting some Let It Be because it's the only thing I know how to play.
You jammed off of it?
Yeah, dude. It feels good on stage.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Alright, so, we gotta get on our shit then.
Yeah, Freaks and Beats.
Stay tuned,
live
everyone.
Music.
Yeah. That should just be the band name, I guess.
Freaks and Beats.
Might as well.
It's better than, I don't know if you guys are aware, our name last year was Chicken Tenders with Macaroni and Juan Cheese.
Yep.
So we have made strides in terms of, you know, simplifying the name.
Could have been shortened to Juan Chicken Tenders. Oh, we are getting a call.
Juan Chicken Tenders. Yeah, I gotta decline that one. Yeah. Apologies, my friends. Let's get back
Cole.
To these pounds, Bab.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, please do.
Have you ever wondered what happens when you mix Jack Johnson with the Black Eyed Peas?
Whoa. Now, we're talking about the Jack Johnson?
The Jack Johnson.
Of Banana
Johnson.
Pancakes, of Upside Down, mm-hmm. Of Curious George?
Of the other one, that's the most famous one that you haven't mentioned. What's the other one called?
The Jack Johnson song?
Come, it's not Come Together, that's Beatles. It's a...
What is it, like Come On Me?
What? I can't remember. Anyway. Yes.
Jack Johnson and the Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
The most iconic band of an entire generation.
Of the world, yes.
With Jack Johnson. Never even considered it.
Never?
Two legends. Why? How do we do it? How do we combine them?
It's a secret. You just have to listen.
No.
You want me to put it on cue?
They have it already?
It's already out. It's
what?
Been out for years.
Let me look into this. Beep. Oh, we've arrived at Monkey Business. It was on Monkey Business?
Yeah. What year was that, like?
2005. What a time to be alive.
We were five, or you were four. Right?
Depends on the month.
Depends.
No, it doesn't. I was four.
You were four no matter what.
Yeah. Well...
enjoy this one.
Let's give it a listen, man. Yeah. This one's called Gone Going, evidently by the Black Eyed Peas and Jack Johnson. Let's launch right into it. Enjoy.
Johnny wanna be a big star. Get on stage and play the guitar. Make a little money by a fancy car. A big old house and an alligator. Just to match with them alligator shoes. He's a rich man, so he's no longer singing the blues. He's singing songs about material things and platinum rings and watches that go bling. But diamonds don't blink in the dark. He a star now, but he ain't singing in front of heart. Sooner or later, it's just gonna fall apart, cause his fans can't relate to his newfound art. He ain't doing what he did from the start, and that's putting in some feeling and thought. He decided to live his life shallow, cash in his love for material, and it's gone.
The birds when they don't wanna sing. Gone people, all awkward with their things. Gone.
yourself in the mirror, ain't ya? Feel safe cause it looks familiar, but ya afraid to open up your soul cause ya don't really know who is the person that's deep within. Cause you content with just being the name brand man,
ain't ya?
Fail to see that it's trivial, insignificant, you addicted to material. I seen your kind before, you the type to think souls is sold in a store. Package up with incense sticks with a vegetarian meal to you that's righteous. Your fiction like books, you need to go out to life and look. Cause of what happens when I take your material and you already sold your soul. And it's
gone, going, gone, everything gone. Give a damn, gone be the birds when they don't wanna sing. Gone people, I'm awkward with their things gone.
You say that time is money and money is time. So you got your mind on your money and your money on your mind. But what about that crime that you did to get paid? And what about that bitch you can't take it to your grave?
What about those shoes you're in today? They'll do no good on the bridges you burnt along the way.
All that money that you got gon' be gone. Yeah, that gear that you rock gon' be gone. The house up on the hill gon' be gone. The gold purse on your grill gon' be gone. The ice on your wrist gon' be gone. That nice little miss gon' be gone. That whip that you roll gon' be gone. And what's worse is your soul already gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Gone, going, gone. Everything gone. Give a damn. Gone be the birds when they don't wanna sing. Gone people. I'm awkward with their things gone.
Wow, Jack Johnson and the Black Eyed Peas.
Who would have thought? Whoa, happened again.
You know, speaking of, we're going to have a little segment on the lines of that, what just occurred there in a little bit. But first off, we got a little PSA, a public service announcement for you all today. You do know what time it is. So here we go. Here we go. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill.
But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly.
You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree.
Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc.
This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station.
WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
And you.
We do. We really do.
But also, bears?
Wrong mic. Oh, wait, no. Oh, wait. Sorry. We're having some technical difficulties.
Were we off for that?
Your mic was off.
Cool, we're but good. You guys heard a little bit about the bears.
Yeah.
Bears can be friendly. Do you remember The Jungle Book? That was pretty good. That bear was pretty cool.
I haven't seen it.
Whoa.
I know.
Gotta watch it. Gotta
I know.
It. Remember?
I know.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, The Jungle Book was great.
Remember what? You were going to say, remember?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, remember the scene in The Jungle Book, but you haven't seen it.
You can tell the viewers.
This big black bear. You guys have seen The Jungle Book. Yeah. I trust. This big black bear, he's got this song. It's like, oh, the bear necessities.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about, you know. I guess that's an example of a good bear. Can you think of any other ones? Ooh, the Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, but the other one, the movie about bears. The Disney movie about bears.
No.
Not The Jungle Book. The other one. No? You don't know? Oh, I forgot the name.
About bears?
Yeah.
Bear...
It doesn't matter.
Barry. No.
Barely bears.
No. Barely bears.
But Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh?
That's a great bear.
That's a bear?
Yeah.
He's a bear?
He's a bear that...
He's yellow.
It's a dope bear.
Sweet.
Eats honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if a bear came in one day and just stole your girl. That would be tough.
If it's Winnie the Pooh, ugh,
I'll learn. Yeah, I guess if it's Winnie, but
I'd be like, oh shit.
Man. I always,
I don't blame.
My mind is always stuck on the Bee Movie, and how this man got his wife stolen by Barry B. Benson, the Bee, played by Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know what I would do in such a scenario if my wife left me for a bee voiced by Jerry. It is Jerry. And Jer Bear, another good bear, Jer Bear.
Yeah.
Jerry has his ways, but, you know, it's a bee, so.
But it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good movie or do you think it's a bad movie?
I think it's a good movie.
Right, but a lot of people say it's a horrible movie. I don't get it.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
We're gonna put music now.
Wait. Yeah. Let's play a song and then we'll get into a little game.
Little game, yeah. What do we have next?
This one is definitely a sure thing. You know about Miguel?
Miguel. Luis Miguel?
I don't know his first name.
Alright.
Let's just go with just Miguel.
Okay.
This one is sure thing. By Miguel.
Miguel. Sure thing, the title definitely rings a bell.
No, I know you know this one.
Okay.
It's like
dun, 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 something like that.
Something like that. Alright, let's just hear it. Alright, here is Sure Thing by Miguel. It's a great, great, great song.
Great
three greats
song.
For emphasis. Here we go.
Sweat
if you
that.
Be the cash, I'll be the rubber band. You be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Checked off, you are the chalk. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling,
you could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a little Miguel, huh?
Miguel, sure thing. Miguel. Great song. I did not know that one.
If one thing is for sure, I'm a fan of that song. So, here's what we're going to do right now. Quanchi and I, on occasion, more than on occasion, on several occasions, are pretty locked in, linked up, mm-hmm. mentally. Yeah. So right now, we're going to lock in. I'm thinking of a word. He's thinking of a word.
All right.
We're going to see if it's the same word, and we're going to try to incrementally inch a little bit closer.
A little closer.
To that. Wait, why don't we give ourselves a theme, though, to limit it down?
Let's try one word in case.
Yeah, one word.
And if we don't get it, let's try themes.
Oh, just any word.
Like right now.
All right. Ready?
I'm just really curious.
Okay, I got one. Ready? Three, two, one.
Banana.
Pretzel.
Oh,
it's a food.
It's
though.
A food.
Okay,
though.
Wait. Now we have to think. All right.
Damn, we got food.
We got to try to get closer. All right. Ready? Three, two, one.
Bread.
Apple.
Oh.
Went the wrong way. All right. Three, two, one.
Pineapple.
Doritos.
And then we're going back
keep switching.
And
forth. All right. Three, two, one. Chocolate.
Pineapple. I said pineapple again. All right.
Three, two, one. M&M's. What'd you say?
Kiwi.
You're hitting the fruits. I'm hitting the candies.
We're all switching right.
Three.
Wait. I got to think now.
Yeah.
All right. Three.
Two.
One.
One.
Africa.
Milk.
Okay. Milk isn't the drink.
Yeah, I know. All right. I don't have any more fruits.
I'm trying to think. All right. First thing that comes to your mind. Go.
Anything.
It has to be food, though.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Three, two, one.
Pasta.
Lizzie.
What? Lizzie?
Ready?
What's that?
Three, two, one. Cheeseburger.
I did pineapple again.
Did you do pineapple three times? Three, two, one. Fries.
Meat.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Steak.
Cheese.
Oh.
Three, two, one. Chorizo.
Bread. I'm not gonna think of chorizo.
Yeah. What did you say?
Bread. Oh. All right. Three, two, one.
Baguette.
Pizza.
All right. We're not that insane.
We're not insane.
I mean, I think it would be pretty crazy. We.
Okay. Ready? Ready? Favorite Pixar movie.
Okay. Okay.
Three, two, one. Cars. Damn.
It's on Ratatouille, though. I just thought you were going to say Ratatouille.
I thought you were going to say Cars.
No. What is your favorite Pixar movie?
I don't know. Cars or Ratatouille.
Cars. I think mine's Toy Story.
Lightning McQueen's Life is a Highway. We'll have to play that later.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to play?
I am
Speed.
Songs?
Yeah. I know the whole opening monologue.
Go. Do you?
Speed. Oh, wait, no. How does he start? It might be with Speed. I am Speed.
Yeah, something like that.
Faster than Focus.
Focus, yeah.
Something with Focus. Faster than Fast. Quicker than Quick. I am Lightning. Hey, Lightning, open up. Oh, yeah. And then they hit. Life is a high. Yeah, all right. Oh, no, they hit Real Gone by Sheryl Crow, actually.
Jesus, how do you know?
No, I'm locked in. Let's get to another song before I get way into Cars.
Wait, last thing. You know what movie, picture movie I haven't seen in a while? Finding Nemo.
Dude, I haven't seen that
right?
since I was so young.
Me too. It's like, I've seen a lot of the Pixar movies recently, but Finding Nemo, I can tell you the address. It's P. Sherman, Wallaby Street, 42 Sydney. You know, the goggles that they find? The whole plot of the movie.
What?
Dude.
How do you know that?
Oh, I don't know. I just know it for some reason.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, from the yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, every time I think, I think my memory is really mixed up between the Finding Nemo movie and the SpongeBob movie.
With the, like, the new one?
No,
new
no, one. Like the old one.
Old
when
one?
They go to, like, Atlantis, there's
yeah,
the
yeah.
king. I don't know why I mixed those two up.
They're nothing like.
Yeah, well, they're underwater.
I guess.
And then above water for some of them.
Yeah.
I think that's really it. Well, let's hop in the next song.
We're gonna dedicate this song to a birthday girl, my sister, called Maria. We already did it with Maria, but that was very lyrical.
Yeah.
Next
so,
up, we have Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne.
We have what? Girlfriend?
Hey, that's my accent, right? Girlfriend.
All right, this one's coming from Avril Lavigne. She does the theme songs for our show the television version of our radio show, Freaks and Beats. Freaks and Geeks. Yeah. And then we brought it to Freaks and Geeks. So let's put Avril Lavigne in the spotlight. Happy birthday to Maria.
To Maria.
Maya.
Do you know what I told her today? We were going to say happy birthday, and she was like, I'm not going to listen. And I was like, okay.
You know what, Maya? Too bad.
Too bad.
Too bad, too bad. Too bad. All right, here's Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne.
Happy birthday.
Something about your girlfriend, whatever Avril says, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're so
back at it with the bangers.
How was everyone's Halloween?
How was yours? You can call us at 855-915-9636, 855-915-9636, and tell us about your Halloween.
Yeah, feel free, you know, feel free, we're here
because we're running out of ideas.
Yeah, he's not wrong. But we were thinking, there's not many Halloween songs out there. You know, there's like the classics. You got like, Do the Monster Mash. lost on that? And it's like things like that. But I'm talking about like from real artists.
Yeah, especially if you compare it to the amount of Halloween movies. There's so many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be? And they're pretty good.
They're great.
What do you? My
favorite?
Yeah. What do you watch?
What's it called? Nightmare at Elm Street.
I don't know, Elm Street.
That's a good one.
That's a cool one. I've definitely seen that.
It's a weird one. I mean, you have to be with the 1980s lenses to watch that movie.
Yeah. Like, true. The 80s had a lot of good Halloween content. Yeah. I am definitely a fan of Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. I watch all the Charlie Brown stuff. Those are my favorite holiday films.
I've never seen
that. But also Halloween. You should check out Scary Movie. It's not really a Halloween.
Yeah.
It's just like hilarious. Funny.
Which one's your favorite?
Of the scary movies?
Yeah.
I don't know which one I've even seen. Probably just one or two. I've probably seen the first two.
Yeah, I don't know which ones I've seen, to be honest.
Well, definitely seen one of them.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Oh, they're funny. I mean, I watched it when I was like, what, 10? So
Yeah.
Like 12. Definitely not age appropriate.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm in the midst of something here. Halloween movies, eh?
Oh, what's it called? The one with the three witches.
Well, there's a lot of... The Scooby-Doo?
No.
Oh.
The one with the three witches. Uh-huh. Like, 90s movie.
I low-key had a...
Disney. Wait. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
What?
Do you remember the Scooby-Doo with the witches?
I never watched Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
You're like picking the things I've never watched.
Dude, you gotta watch Scooby-Doo, man.
Yeah, I know.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where the hell are you, man?
Yeah.
It's great. Anyway, there was this one episode or movie with these three witches. I think it was Halloween. I low-key had such a crush on these witches. It's funny, but yeah, dude, there's a lot of these. All right, we're running out of time here.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we play one more song and leave it be until next time, where it's going to be a hell of a show.
What song are we playing?
It's a good question. We've got to end on a banger, so.
Life is a highway?
What do you guys think about life?
I think it's a highway.
I think it's a highway, too.
Yeah. Is it a one-way highway, or does it have... exits.
Who has a one-way highway? Is that a thing?
What do you mean?
You can only go one way, you can't go the other way.
That's not what I meant, but yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, idiots. Alright, let's tap on into the fellas, Rascal Flatts. What is life, you may ask? Well, the simple answer.
Listen.
Life is a highway.
The answer, yeah.
Come on.
again with Avril Lavigne, I guess.
Well, thank you guys very much for listening. It's been a lovely Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 4 p.m. and the sun is still shining.
So shining, so go outside.
Get on out there. And, you know, we'll see you, not next week.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now, we will be back.
Mm-hmm.
We will have quite the show planned for you.
Yep, but now we're done. And next show is here with...
This is Spencer from Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat. We're about to hop on. Hannah should be here soon. You just want to play Automation for a little?
Yeah.
What a show name. That could be an album.
Yeah. Anyway.
Man. Anyway, it's been your boys. Bye-bye. Ben, Juanch, we are out. See you later.
See you.
Because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation, because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you gonna do, let them destroy themselves? I don't see much of a choice. At all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're gonna lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.